down, that we channel all cables or also except for three cables. Gemara was saying that there are chotzer, the tiva, the freedom, and nami, there are matrit. Void atch amu, four separate areas. What does really gzera come from? The gzera, the fact of the main, the tamir of the chachalio, the one is mishpil, why? Because there's a certain chotzer, in those times, Pais were very lax in Shabbos, they would press grapes in Shabbos, they would carry arimus in Shabbos. Therefore, the fact they're very lax to make gzera, it's not like people think you're lax if you have to be, go with the crowd, and Pontitarian, because they came out to be machmir, therefore that's how the form of Shabbos happens, it's a muxlah. What shall they ask? The Gemara Shabbos, the Plan of the Beis, says that you already had it's a muxlah, but it's not double enough. He was double enough, but he passed away. He was sent to the Beis Medrash, that had to carry double to the singing of the sun into a place with no sun. And also, can you cut the veil for the flogging? Alchemist sounds like one of the muksa, one of the sakin, but it's man nechemio. Here we have the one that says, was any muksa, but it's man doven and shlomi already. So, what was the gzera muksa? What is the gzera muksa? The one malach, the grash, the shukla of harab, and the tipi zayin, the tipi shukas, he points it out. It says, it's man doven and malach, anything that is not wearing for Shabbos is muksa. A rock, a meat, not wearing for Shabbos is muksa. Something that was wearing for Shabbos is not muksa. He was going to, even on things that was ready for Shabbos, unless it was Ika Tashmishai, because I'm saying, we'll get back to it on Sunday, that even cases and Ka'aros, he wants that even the beginning was also offset except for Ika Tashmishai. He says that's the cool between the two circuits. After you come to asking that ready for Shabbos, because of the Tiru, Masha Enkin, the circuit by Dovin and Shlomo, things are not ready for Shabbos, that was also. We're actually going to notice a little bit different malach, a totally different malach. We want to say the whole case by double malach was in of a tzor, comes from a cipher, and the oris on the Timothy Shin Aleph, shell was not about carrying double from the sun to inside, it's talking about carrying from the outside to the outside to the outside to the outside. From outside tzor. And it's not there's no clear of muksa until the Nechemiah came along. From the Pasha, not the way, the person sounds not the way. The Pasha is... Oh, so he goes up, he gets involved in the Kikotinik, it's bottled to the person, and therefore it's lost a chance to group by some side of the Dhamma Pesha Gemara. Fine. But, we have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara again, there was a Pasha's Dhamma Shlomo had also a case of Muksa. And Muksa was there, things that way. How come also a case of things even are worried? Now, to focus on the Indian of Kli Shumata Yil Isser, first is a basic Chakiro. Numerous times, even the Akkorim say, they don't have La Oko among the Harry Baskin. But the basic Chakiro, Paiskim Clark. What is Pshat in Kli Shumach L'Isser? Is it a case of Lashes, is it Gzeres Muxo or Gzeres Toto? Is it Muxo or Toto? We are looking at the going in Yerodaya and Timuratim of Bob on Sephon Gimel by the case of Milo. He discusses what is the gather of a knife by Milo. So he discusses also what is all the gather of Muxo. So you want to say a Kli Shumach L'Isser. That's him, Klish Masa Isser, is Mutter to move it to a Gufa and Sakh Makarimai. However, if it's only Shamshit, it has Isser to it. And they want to say, if Esther, there is no Isser of Mukhsa, of course, it's not Makat Sakh and Klish Masa Isser. It's not Vigar Ayo. We pass like a Shimon, it's no Mukhsa. Yeah, we pass, and it's often, unless it's a Gufa Makarimai. How's Osla Sakh Makarimai? Elmai, it's not often it's a Mukhsa. We don't hold a Mukhsa. We don't hold a Mukhsa. So why is Osler? Xer is total. With Glees the Father, you can't move it for no reason at all. You have a reason, so a good point, you can move it. You have a reason to talk about Koyma, you can move it. But you have no reason, there is also nothing to do with Moksha, nothing to do with that cotton staff that you call from your mind. Nothing to do with that. The Koyma can only make Xerath Total. Or I'm from Shimon. And then I'll give you another muscle, says the Gain. Glees Makla Hatter has the same getter. We'll see the Glees Makla Hatter. The Ailments are a cloud. We're going to pass it and you cannot move it. That Mitzah, the person, as I saw from the staff, is not going to move for no reason. Well, why is it not? Says the Goyim. The reason why? Because there is total. You have no reason at all. The Chom made a Gzera upon it. Therefore,
just there is a Mitzah?
A Gzera, either Gzera itself, but more, it's a Tzorah Chol. What's from the Goyim is, it's a Tzorah Chol, and therefore either a Bezoyin or a lack of covenant for Shabbos. Tzorah Chol. We shall look through the Gzera of Yisrael and Tami, but we'll stick out a Goyim's Lashon. He calls it Tzorah Chol. Just like Klish Mach Leheter. Sarah told the least Sarah Kalas author, who did Klish Mach, this is nothing to do with the words of Moksa, we might call them Moksa, but the Isser is Zeres Total. Look, by the Me'iri, by Alton Kufa of Dalam and Alach, He also writes Mamshus, the Tevart. He writes also that bring down the Peshimim. He said Vadashim holds is Isser, even though it's Mutzar Kuf Mekayma. He says why Vad is Osser. He said it's the whole reason why it's Osser. The Peshimim holds Mutzar. Why the Torah call? I don't think the Kohen is Loshim. It's the Meir's Loshim. Meir's Loshim is the Torah call. Therefore, it's Osser when there is no, when there's no use for it. Same Loshim that Shlomo says the Kuf of Kimon Feis, but also over here the same word that since it's from Shabbos call is the Tzar. Therefore, believe Tzar is Osser. Only the Tzar Kuf Mekayma is Mutzar. So we have Peshimim who want to be done around that way. The other Rishonim won't say the same lashon. The best is the Gzeres Total. After Hashem, the Chayodim, the Klasim of Vav, we bring down the same, says very clearly, the reason why Klish Mach is also if the person makes the Dasrim. Except, so, Kuvah Tavim come, the person not makes the Dasrim. A person says, no use for it, I push it off my mind. So, Kuvah Mekarmai, don't push it off my mind. I know I can use it, so Kuvah Mekarmai. Therefore, says the Chayodim, it says, in the regular case of Mokhtar. Regular case of Mokhtar. They want to die from Shavuot the same way. In the Simchat the first of Gimel, the Shavuot when he's discussing by a pot to go after the Ikur Shamshus, or you go after Roy, which is one against the people garden, they discuss this. The words are of Imdar Kli Lishdamash from Lishnayim. Let's say the Kli is used Saifa as the Saifa Isser. We go after Isser Mishdamashim Yoyser, and this happened to use the pot more. That's a der. You have to use it more, but it's Miyach the both. Manolah the Mekata Daituminai. Who says he makat the das from it? So Mishavuot goes, sound like the Chayodah. It's telling upon Kita das. If you would, and it's Ami B, that you makat the das from Mokse, but now makat the das won't be Mokse. Mishavuot again, it's upon Chos, on the loss of the preach from Lach Laheter, says, what is the reason why it's Mutter? Come on, again, a pot. Would him in Mumlach Laheter, Laheter, Gamke, Loi makat the das from it. If it's Mumlach Laheter, and Heter, it has a din of preach from Lach Laheter, why Loi makat the das from it? So we see the Mishavuot for the Chayodim, the Gedu is totally on Kitei Das. So again we have a Chakiru among the Machalik among the Akvalim, the one we write in different Rishonim, different ways. We need to not give me the in within Mukta or within Gzeres Total. Take one Akvino, the one discussed by boxes. You say a boxes by Klishmat is there. No, the boxes means a platform that you have a rack on top, just like the rack is Mukta. The boss itself underneath is also Mukta. Why is boss the thing on top of it? The boss is, where the thing on top is, the thing on bottom is. The one side, if it's in Mukta, be Mekatadas. So this thing, since you cannot have the thing on top, be Mekatadas, it's boss of the thing on top. What it is, is there is total, was one truth and other. And there's no effect to people going to Klaus the child, others Klaus the child. If you say Miko, this gets sorry. Do you say, sorry, boss is by Klaus, also please, Mukta, Makalikis. Doesn't ask me to that kind of one say. Do you say the case of Migidus Katsoi? Also by Christian Master, Migidus Katsoi means whatever is Mukta. Benesh Moshis is Mukta of the rest of Shabbos. Now, if it's Midin Mukta, next time it's the rest of Shabbos. If it's Gzeres Total, nothing to do with the rest of Shabbos. Right, we'll mention more after this later on. These are the Ashelas they discuss. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gimel, it starts off the loss of Christian Master. And says, for lachis of the mechaber, that's mutter tzar kufoi, that's mutter tzar mekoymoi, it's also mecham latzel, and once it's in your hand, you can put it wherever you want. Those are the four lachis. And that's the mechaber, you have to declare seven things. You have to declare what the word kli means, what shemalachle means, what the word esse means, those three, you have to define each one. And you have to find the lachis, what's tzar kufoi, tzar mekoymoi, what's mecham latzel, what's mean it's holding your hand, you have to know what the word tzar also means. That's the eight things you have to declare. Just the mechaber itself. So just go in that order. First, what's a kli? Kli shemach listen, what defines something to be a kli? So this, I'll just speak out the shaila among the akoinim. I'm doing that next week, we'll get back to it. I bet it's very strange, no real sugya for it. Until the Tila David, who wrote the sefer, the same time as Shavuot, in the 1880s, so he had the akiva make the machalik shoshanim. And Betzem, since then, it's been one of these new muktzes that came out. That everyone discusses that, but you can mekana lekams, we show him with different akkoinim, with different assumptions. But there is a shayla in general. A kli shemalachlo iser that has no shtamshus of heter, that has no use for it, you can't do anything heter with it. A good case is machalikis, let's take a bar of soap. Nothing to do with it. So with that, since it has no use of it, so Shabbat is not a kli anymore. It's a rock. We know that we have four books of Mishavua starts off with. Mukta Machmas Kufay, Klish Machlitha, Klish Machlahetr, Bosses, these are the Muktas. What is something that has no use on Shabbat at all? Mukhsa Machmas Gufa is Evan money. That's Mukhsa Machmas Gufa. Even though during the week money is wonderful, but Shabbat has no use in nothing. It's not no tangible. Pishmach is a Kli, which is made for Isser. What is something that the Kli Shemach is of Etzer, the Kli? Except there's nothing you can do with it at all on Shabbos. Does the Shabbos just turn into a rock or not? Is the rock Mukhsa Machmas Gufa? And therefore we also even serve Gufa Mekhaimai. Or the Kli Shemach is Isser. That's a Shaila among the, from the Tila Dovna onwards, he's the first one who clouds the Shaila straight on and makes the Machlokes to shame him out of it, and their Mamash view can become the common Marmar Kundas. So the Shaila among the Akwenim is Manzeh, what defines the word Kli? Kli means Kli during the week, or Kli means Kli means on Shabbos. On Shabbos is no use, maybe it's Iraq. What does Kli mean? That's something that is during the week. They also want to say maybe it depends upon this Chakira that we saw off in the beginning. Is it upon Gzeirah Muksa of Aksa, or is it upon Gzeirah Filtal? Af Muksa, there's no use for it, nothing here, I'm a Katadat, it's a rocking answer. If Gzeirah Filtal doesn't do with Muksa, so then their family should still be a clear chap. So one makes the Sefer Akira depends upon it. We know that next week we'll be adding more into it. There is no Ma'amokim B'Ikr, so no place, but they get a Christian after listener. You have to look up in the Hengist form to see the Ma'amokim for it. The first book, my mock you want is the Tila David. He's the first one that says it straight on. It's a rest on a close to Don Kass. Fine, so that's the word Kli. A shadow what it means. Next case is Mlachtoi. What's the word Mlachtoi mean? So I'm showing my thoughts with Shavua and the Bia Lachtoi. Mishru brings down the Pivagon Mishito. The Mlachtoi, where do we find it? We go after Roy, we go after what's the Yukut, what it's designated for. Mishru brings down the Pivagon, then we go after Roy. Whatever the death, what is it, how do you use the thing, wait time, that's what makes the Kli. That defines the Malacha. Is it Malacha? Listen, what defines the Malacha? We look at Roiv. Roiv defines the... If a Shavua is upon Yod, it's upon Ha, he goes always with the Pirul Gadim. Comes along in the Malacha, in the Sufik, says maybe when the Pirul Gadim says the word Roiv, he does not mean Roiv. It means, and the Ma'amach was Rashba, it means only when it's Miuchud more for Isser. Let this Mukhud Saif is and Saif has it equally. It just comes out, like it saw. The way it comes is made for Isser. Who said that Kli Shemach L'Isser? If it's made for Isser and Hetter, maybe it'll have a din like Isser and Hetter, which is a Kli Shemach L'Hetter and Gansim. The Shemua ends up with me. I love all the Maisa Tzorachim. Maisa Tzorachim. The Kshash Shulchan, he is Mekel. Chaim loves Mekel. And the Machlokes. The place which is Machma, the Shemua is the Tzorachim. Some will be Machma, some will be Mekel. The Shel doesn't care what Machlok is. Just take one case or two cases. Take a car. What's a car? What type of mukhsa is it? So, some will say it's a sonic kiss. Because it's a car. Very simple. It's my sort of the Olatzi and the Divayatzi, they're both right. It's any time it's a sonic kiss. And they write about all cars. I'm not sure if it's Jewish cars, probably not. But my sort, they write all cars sonic kiss. I'm not exactly sure why. Because the story is people do a lot of things with it. But fine, they write a sonic kiss. Could be they're talking about more fancy cars. I'm not sure. The Pashis is the Mu'ud Paiskim, the Be'er Moshe, and the Ma'an Balachim, Shem Zaman, and the Abiyah said, all right, that it's Kli Shemach L'Isser. What is the car made for? To drive, which is Isser HaShabbos. That's the Ikesh Damshis. Comes along with Moshe, in the Ikesh Moshe, Rechan Chalkei, and he writes, what is the car? He said, the car has two things. You drive, and you store packages inside. And everyone has a trunk, and you believe your hat, and it's sort of safe on the dashboard. Right, see, everyone uses it for two things. Says the Moshe, therefore, since the car of the Etzim is not Muksa, and also the Jamshir Heter, it's a Kli Shemach L'Heter on Shabbos. Moshe says the car is Kli Shemach L'Heter. If you want to get something out of your car on Shabbos, so if you're a Ksarkis, you can. If you're a Kli Shemach L'Heter, you can open the door and get your things out. Close the door, you can't. You can't close the door. Well, then why should you open the door and close the door? So, what Shadow Moshe is, maybe, if you take the Pirugodim literally, what's the car used? Roiv times. Roiv is a storage place, the Poshik, right? It's from the Sea, it comes out that way, right? It comes out that way. Now, any other Pshanim in the Moshe, I have no idea. But even the people got him, even the Shavuot wouldn't even say that's what he meant when he saw the people got him. I would have said when he had a topic, if it's equal, we go after Roiv. But Abadi, if the Ik thing is Isser, right, what does the Shavuot mean when he says what he says? Let's say, when the people got him, they go after Roiv. So the people got him meant literally Roiv. Let's say the Ikur is for Isser, and Roiv for Heter. Mishmur is still sent to go after Roiv. I assume the passion of people got you go after Roiv when it's Shavuot. The only way to say, Moshe, you go after Roiv, literally after Roiv. also know why I call it a car Kli Shemach Leheter. Ish line. Another case with Betim, with the Rambam is coming from, is the case of the Kedeiro of a pot. So over there, what is a lot of Kedeiro? So Beshbuah goes to Rambam, to Rambam, to Rambam, to Rambam, to Rambam, to Rambam,
in a pot. Even if you hold that a car is a Kli Shemach Leheter,
you don't let go of the car door. So the truth is, if you want to close the car door, very simple, just do it with your body. That's the first
one.
Do it with your body. Very simple. Put the roof by his motor. That's the answer I give. Do it with your body. Or they will show someone say that you have hetter inside. He thought he would do it to close the nasa, so it's a hetter. You're afraid you're going to steal something if you have hetter inside. You're holding it dependent on the stand holding it. You can't walk around holding books all day. You have to. You can put it wherever you want, but you can't just hold it all day. Depends how much. If you get it right away, you can say it's one action. Depends on it. But usually, the person leaves gone. The other bad Moshe says you shouldn't open a car while it's too on the ground. Because Olam is, you open a car door, correct, and someone sees you doing it. You can't stop there. You might not know why, because it's too on the ground. No, and therefore, the Moshe himself says the problem should only be sin. On the Pesach says, even if you're going to do it with sin, no one sees you. That's if you do. Might say, it's only that has to give a sign of the Pesach, but I'm letting you do the sign of the Pesach, but might say, you should do it in a place no one sees you. In the case of a Pesach, the Rashi says that it has a din of Kli Shemach Leheter. Why? Because the Esther is made for Esther, even though somebody is still inside, it's made for Esther. The Arma, Kilim, the Chayotim, the kids are right, all pots are Kli Shemach Leheter. Why? Because people have a the back. You also use it for storage. Even though it's only me the pot, the Shemua says, I am me the pot, the Kli Shemach Leheter. The Chayotim, the kids are, even out, it's going against the whole Tire Rashba. They tell that even the me, but it happens enough times, that person have a the back. Kedzayim, the Chayotim, the Bushtafa, he goes off Kitzay Das. So Batum, who's the Kat the back? Me a pot. People use it for storage. Even if it's not, even if it's not very responsible, it's still not mechanical. Even me, but that's the use of it. You would say Al-Fay is even worse, but he says, fine, so even after that, it's all going to hold all of Mishra Gura. You're all going to get to the Mishra Gura. But the person who was Mishra Gura, he passed in that way, and he saw the Chayotim, he saw the kids, and he didn't even quote them, even say, like, and he didn't even quote them. I said, the kids disagree totally, and all time he even got them all Mishra Gura. Now if there's food inside, that's clear from what I assume, food inside of that is mutter to metal it. Now the two different loshonos among the rishonim of why it's mutter to metal. Either the pot is bottled to the oichel, and it's in the oichel. Or the other reason is why it has a category of now Kli Shemach Leheter. Because just like the pot with itzer, when you put food in the Kli Shemach Leheter, what's not for me, no? When that food inside, it can move it for no reason at all. If it's bottled, came oichel, the pot came to the food, and it's bottling food, the loss of oichel, it can do it without any tzarich at all. If the reason is because it's a Kli Shemach Leheter, a Kli Shemach Leheter, we can move it. The mice know the pack comes empty, a lot will come out of the Kli Shemach Leheter. Therefore, we'll get to what happens if you want to move a pot. It's not nice, it's not Shabbos sticks. Look at the pot of a machmer, and you see all the time people in the kitchen, they move it away, you walk in the corner or out of the kitchen, poor Kamal will be also to do. We'll get back to the machlokes about not being Shabbos stick. Now, the Kisa Kalim, the pack cover, let's say it's off. What is that? So the Pesachim say, if you've got says, the Pesachim down, that the cover of the pot has the same get of the pot, whatever the pot is right now. I mean, the pot is food right now, so where the cover is, that same get of the pot should be Kli Shemach Leheter. If there's no food inside, the pot will be Kli Shemach Leheter. The pot, the cover is both of the pot, the chiluk of the pot, whatever the pot is, that's what the cover is. That's what people are going to start talking about soon with. Fine, so that's the word Melachtoi. Next, Kli Shemach Leheter. What the first part is Yisr? So, Dereiser, some Yisr. Dereabonim, Kribe Gron Sartor, also Yisr. All the Pesachim we've now, any Yisr, Dereabonim, that certainly is a Kli Shemach Yisr. But Chum Yisr, the Maitre, the Maitre, the Pesachim. What happens if a person's Maitre is a Kli Shemach Yisr now? The Shailah. Now, what defines Kli Shemach Yisr? There are two cases that he told from. One case is the pot itself. The pot, if you start a case of Kli Shemach Yisr, is a pen. What is a pen? It's made to do Yisr. The pen itself does this, sir. Without getting involved, maybe it's not the screw point, but the Pasha is a pen of Kli Shemach Leheter. That's all. That's what I'm saying. The Pasha is a Kli Shemach Leheter, sir. Now, what about a... you do Isser with it. A pot, who does Isser with a pot? The pot is not doing Isser. You use it for Isser. If the Shdamsh is with Isser, we see that's also Kli Shemach Leheter. Another example, when we say Ner, the Gemara usually does not mean the candle we call Ner. Ner means the cup holding the oil on the wick inside. Lashon of the Gemara is ner. So when we have a ner, the cup holding it, the Rashi Shita, we pass on a lacha, a cup holding the oil and wick, that is also Kli Shem Lachal Isser. And that cup doesn't do any Isser. It's Hishtavshet is for Isser. So we have a gather that not only if the thing itself does Isser, if the Hishtavshet of the Chepitz is to do Isser, not even doing it, it's the whole use is to do Isser, that's also Kli Shem Lachal Isser. Take a marshal, an extreme marshal, to build it out, a telephone book. Is that Kli Shem Lachal Isser? Kli Shem Lachal Isser. What do you use it for? It's made to find out phone numbers to make a phone call. You can also argue use it for addresses. But what do? You, the main point is for telephone numbers. And then, since the main point is for telephone numbers, you make a phone call. Is that Kli Shem Lachal Isser or not? Its use is to find a number to make a phone call. Come on, come up with the Paiskim, example one, Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, Yashiv, this, I think Mr. Fiorel, Tula Shabbat, say, oh right, clearly that it's Kli Shem Lachal Isser. Why? It's made, it's whole use, just like a cup and a kedero. The thing itself is not Isser. But how do you use it? It's for Isser? For within a telephone book, its use is what? It's for Isser. And its use is for Isser. It's not just Isser. That's Kli Shem Lachal Isser. This case is an extreme case. The reason why is that Gil Sefi wants to argue. And Taina is, it's mamish, it's very far away. Bishlam in the pot, it's happening with the pot. Bishlam in the net, it's happening here. By phone book, you look at a phone number, you put the phone book away, you go to the phone and make a phone call. That's Kli Shem Lachal Isser. What does the phone book have to do with the Isser? So he wants to argue this point. We see how far the Pesachim disagrees with Gil Sefer. Gil Sefer, of course, from Yerushalmi, is he argues with him. But the Masha Pesachim and Moshe Shem Zalman B'Yashim disagree. If the main assumption is for Isser, even though it's so far away, it's still to the Kli Shem Lachal Isser. I still want to say one to call a book Shemach Lachal Isser. Why? Because there's no use in Shabbos, like we discussed in the beginning. There is no use, there's no assumption speech, it should be a book Shemach Lachal Isser. That's the question we thought in the beginning. Myself, I don't know why at all, for everyone uses that as for kids to not. It happens all the time. People use a phone book left and right, so it's very narrow, very discussing it. Or if you look up a dress, that's probably a story adjacent. That's not a story adjacent. We actually would hold story adjacent. Remember, we said she had this past Friday night, except he holds the head to a safer, therefore he holds not story adjacent. But otherwise, we hold it. Fine. So therefore, some of the American phone books have a stamps of Hester to it. Continuing now, the Israeli phone books are wide enough to be a stamps of Hester. Before, the only child of Kli Shem Lachal Isser, and after before, the price can say it is. Why? Because the stamps of the main thing is made for Isser. Fine. So that's the category of Kli Shem Lachal Isser. Now, this is Tzara Kufa itself in the country. What is the word Tzara? What's defined the word need? Need for who? Need for me? A lot of Tzara Kufa itself in the country. Let's say someone else needs it. I don't need it. He wants it. Can I pick up a hammer and go give it to him? So that, the person said, yeah, Pashut, I'm not a katadat, I'm not a vicious person, but only for me, not for him. People, it's assumption, everyone stands, we lend, borrow, apply, so, arrangement, that's Pashut, not a katadat. I think it's something like, clearly, that I think is a Pashut Svara. But that's not good. But good. He wants a Kli Shem Lachal, he wants a hammer. And what he can do with it, he can do Isser with it. He can take it and bang it and nail on Shabbos. You don't like katadat from Isser. If you're a cat that for his answer, what's the dinner of a guy? Can you give it to a guy? So if you got a Mishnah Berurah, it's Mishnah Berurah, it's a Gon Lama Dalit. He's discussing a Ner Shom Shoshaiva, a candle of wax, which we don't see. But the, and there they bring down Machloikas, the Kli Shem Lachal Isser, and those down to the Heter. Mishnah Berurah down Machloikas, a wax candle, it is Mukhsa Machloikas Kufay, or the Kli Shem Lachal Isser. Machloikas Yavis in the Mogar Gon. So he starts off saying, because people think that since you can move a wax candle called Mogar Avram Tzara Kufa Mekoymai, people think it's Mutter Tassel and Nershon can move a wax candle for no reason at all. And he said you can even, you can give it even to Yisrael, it's no problem to give it to Yisrael. And about it to, let's read the words. So try name, and then they make a mistake. We're thinking of a wax candle. She ain't a mutter tzadik Kli Shem Lachal Isser. Elik yisurf when koymah shalak li. Or yisurf ha yisrael lagupoy shalak li. Only time Elahu would think when Yisrael needs it. He said it twice over there. He said only time Elahu something when Yisrael needs it. Now why is it only the word Yisrael? So the Medayik from Mishtabura. The staff of Yisrael is mutter. And for going, Maisa Tzalker. Now those say straight out, the Shmir Shams is hot to be damned with Shlomo Zalman. The Maisa says that for going is also for Tshani says it. And that's what Christ can say for going is also. Oh, so the shell for Hester, that shell doesn't sound like it. It sounds like maybe it could be mutter because
it's the same thing the Yid wants, the Goy wants.
No, the girl wants a bigger hammer, a bigger nail.
Yeah,
yeah.
A candle?
A candle? He wants a lot of candle puffs.
He doesn't want the same reason as not being an egg.
Give it to Yid for Gubish HaKli, because I also want to Gubish HaKli to light a candle. That's a shayla that might be one by Heter. The Chodeshani Bar Tzarki want to do it by Heter. This he says Vatas also.
Why is Ainz
and Ainz like Samson? Who? Ainz. Oh. No, Ainz maybe is Samson, maybe. But we'll explain first, I think, why. Might be, first we have Walach al Khur Hashim,
the part of the Samson. Not the fact that he's going to use it. You picking it up and giving it to him as an Ishtamshus.
What? Yeah. Let's take a case where you can tell him I don't have one. Let's take that case. I hear your question, but don't sound that way, but I hear. Let's think about it, how to answer it.
Why is the difference
then
picking up a hammer and giving it to a kid to play with?
Because he's not doing Yisro with it, and you're the Mamma Katadatsu.
What's the difference? We're dealing with minor assumptions. I don't care if we're going with.
Well, there are two different ways of saying what's the reason why goes also. One is you can say, Meister, what you mekat, if you go to Malas and Kita Das, you mekat the Das from this thing to use it all for this, sir. That's Pasha, I don't think I'm banging a hammer with a nail. I mekat the Das. It's not making
sense.
You're just giving it to the guy. You don't understand. I'm not responsible. But it's not mekat the Das. They put Muxo. Come down to Muxo. You can tell me, you can ask me a question other way. Let's say, I know the guy, he tells me four Shabbos, I'm going to borrow your hammer. Now, you're not going to cut the dots. You can ask me that question. But you could say, what my left line? To cut the dots from Yisr. That's one way of saying it. The Maitre, the Lashon of, we saw from the beginning, from Rishonim, the Meiri and Ashlomo, they say the reason why it's Osir, not to cut the dots, is because it's there total. Its words are, She'en kan tzorech Shabbos klal. The words of the Meiri is no tzorech of Shabbos. So giving a hammer to a guy, for the guy, is not a tzorech of Shabbos. Why? He doesn't have Shabbos. He wants to, because this is his weekday. So whole there is total, according to them, even as long as one, is not Tzorech Shabbos. That's good for the whole Gevergo. So that's the reason why Kibbutz Ha'af is not Tzorech Shabbos, Kibbutz Ha'af is not Tzorech Shabbos also. The good for that Mahalos is Gevaldik, Kibbutz Ha'af is Yishlaim. The mindset of them, even as long as it's not Tzorech Shabbos. Giving to a Behemo, the Lof and Sivish Chavdal, Tzavah, Mechaber, and a few of those that point out clearly, that one might is more Tzorech Gubbutz Ha'af finally, even something that's Isser. It's cool because the chelik of you, and therefore it looks like you're tzarek kufoy. Therefore, the behemoth is a chelik of you. You have to go to behemoth for now, so you own behemoth, you have a right to the feed, and even things are lesser.
Even
for Israel. Pashas, even lesser. Tzarek kufoy. So you want to have no risk to it. Sounds like, yeah, that's the case. That's the option of giving straw and tzarek kufoy. Looks better. It feels all the right to clearly. Even Israel can give to a behemoth. So it comes out to, for you, motor, someone else, motor. For a guy, it's Osir, and for a behemoth, it's Mutter. Now what about?
If the behemoth do it, it's not the Shemeng.
For you, it's Osir.
Even if the behemoth
is
doing it,
it's Osir. No, for him, the money is off. He's not doing it, it's something he enjoys eating for his own talents. No, it's Osir, no money. Forget, I like him. Now what about this Tzarek, Tzarekut, Mekamu, when is the Tzarek? Let's say you only need an after Shabbat, you don't need it on Shabbat. So, the place can say it's Osir. How do you get all these given Shabbos? Why? And I say, you need it. You see, you have to Shabbos. So again, it comes from the Meiri and the Shlomo, it comes out very good. They're saying, why? It's not Tzarech of Shabbos. After Shabbos, not Tzarech of Shabbos. The whole Zeret Tzalpul is why? It's Tzarech of Shabbos. Again, the Meiri and the Shlomo, the whole, they come, that's where, next to where you go, that's where, next to where, much Shabbos, and the place can say, much Shabbos, you cannot move with Chavis now for after Shabbos. The reason of Mekat Adas, they can start saying, also, maybe the Svara is, you Mekat Adas, the things for Shabbos, because it's Kodesh Shekadei, and things after Shabbos, you didn't think you'd move it. Tzarech here. So my sister, the place can get go, but you can have something after Shabbos. Let's say you want it on Shabbos later on, but not now. Can you move something now, later on? That's a bad idea, that you can. So it doesn't have to be done for now. Because my sister, he's for Shabbos. Who cares when? Or you're not Mekat Adas, because you want it for Shabbos. That's a bad idea, you can, says the place can. What about you moving something? Tzarech, not for you. Not the Malkum, not the Guf, but the Tzarech of the Chaytis. Use the chaytis or another chaytis. There are two cases we can discuss. Let's say there's a interesting case. The boys can discuss. You have a mace. How do you move a mace? Put a kicker or tunic on top of it and metal to the mace. Can you not the submission you now discuss? You can put all the kelim there also. Each mishoyim now last up kicker tunic. Everything put on top of a mace and move it. Can you take a klish shemalach lister and put on top of a mace and move the mace? You're using klish shemalach lister not for you. Because the mace is in the sun, you want to move the mace away. do the tzarech what? Tzarech who? It has to be you or tzarech the mace? Is that enough of a heter? Says the Mamar Hebron, that you put a plish machla heter is mutter, and the benarish plish machla is there. You cannot use that to metatl a mace. Says the Moshe Sradis, giving God a why? Because it's not your tzarech, it's not tzarech. It has to be your tzarech. It can be a goy tzarech, and it can be a wax tzarech, and it can be a mace tzarech. It has to be your tzarech. Not your tzarech, you cannot put it on top of it. How far they take this, the people don't even like to appear, why can we put a Klishim Lachla Heter and move a mace? There's no tzarech for you at all. That's how far you get, it's like tzarech
here. Another
a mace is a rock, it's like you're moving a rock, you're doing things for a rock, it's doing the hefker. I'm doing something for hefker. Who's hefker? Hefker is nobody, it looks like Goy Zosser. Hefker Zosser, no difference. It's Kiddush, and the people don't take it so far, you want to know, how can you put Heter there and move it? It's like tzarech here. The Lada Smudu doesn't know why. He's a rock. You want to make a Shemir of Bezoyin. It's in the family. But it's not for me. It's for, the Tzorah has to be my Tzorah. Not a good Tzorah, no one else Tzorah. Not my Tzorah Shabbos. That sounds like we'll get the case. It's not Shabbos. We see it's a Kuvat Uriah. It's not Shabbos. It could be a case of God. What is Kuvat Uriah? My Yishuv is not definitely get Tzorah. What?
Another
Yishuv
needs a Tzorah.
He's the one to use the shomer and mace. Do it for the mace's sake, not for anyone else's sake. The man gets kiddush for the people. And who says it? Mom Hebron, people go to the Mishnah Berurah, brings down that fish mach leheter. And on that fish mach leheter, people go to buy the tzorech, you know. Again, the tzorech has to be your tzorech, not anyone else's tzorech. Another case we discussed is, let's say you want to save a kli from breaking. Can you put one? Can you take the fish mach leheter underneath and save it from breaking, which is before down break? Says also no. Why? You're saving the kli, not saving anything for yourself. Doing something for a kli is not tzarech, has to be your tzarech. Yeah, but you don't want, what do you want a kli for? You want it for Shabbos, and you want a kli for after Shabbos.
If you want to keep
kli, you've got to bring for Shabbos. Yeah, right, yeah. You want it for after Shabbos, so you're doing kli shmach, if it's tzarech, what after Shabbos? Has to be dafkam Shabbos. So that has to be tzarech, your tzarech, tzarech kli is not good enough, tzarech kli is not good enough, tzarech kli is not good enough, has to be your tzarech. Now, what has to be your tzarech? Tzorah Gufoy. What's a fine Tzorah Gufoy? What does the word Gufoy mean? So first, let's say a person, he's nervous, he plays this thing on the table. He wants to move around. Is that Tzorah Gufoy or not? So if Iker will be here, on Sunday we'll get to involve the Klish Mach Lehet, what is nipple in not being a Tzorah at all, we'll come back to this question. For the mind is a Nevatel, the Shagur and the Be'er Moshe, both right, being nervous, or playing sounds like is a Tzorah. And we'll come up Sunday, come on tables against them. We'll come back on Sunday, but we'll see Mamish without a shame come out against them. For Torah has to be a real good Kufa has to be Mamish something Kufa you really need, not Tamazoi. Now, you have the Torah Kufa. Everyone knows the Kiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Unless you have an option, you want to crack a nutcracker, or a nut. You have a choice using a nutcracker or a hammer. Can you use a hammer? Why a hammer is worth the Torah Kufa, by the way? That's more case. And you have a nutcracker in front of you, you can use either one you want. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol Yudayz, my Yisha ain't likely head for the Shtamis there. The Lavalka ain't likely the Shtamis for Kli there. If you have a choice which one to use, then you have to use the Kli of Heter. However, if you have neither one, you don't have a Kli Heter, then you can use the Kli of Heter. That means if you have a choice, you have to use the Kli of Heter. Now the Rebbe wants to say, the Tzolot Kol upon the Hakira again, it has to be Rekata Das. Was because it's there tiltal. If it's there tiltal, so then we still have the Gzeres upon it. There's no need for it. The Katz Das, use the Katz Das. I want to use the hammer. Use the hammer. Of course, it's upon the same Akiva, not Mucha. It might be also okay, but upon the same Akiva. Now, this Indian that Mishmur is Machmur, and some place can be Zmanagoa, also goes away, and the Tikrel goes away, the Gamma Haber Holkin. Which is my Mokum first? First, one point before then, what happens to Erev Shabbos? You have to make yourself into matzim on Shabbos that you can have the nutcracker with you. So that's why the place can say, Be'ikir na'ach, put them in the sofa. That's the right to it. And where's the makar for this? The Shemur in the Shayasin, they bring down the makar, the Gmon took from Dalav Nalav, the Gmon over there brings down, we're talking about the cases of Kodim and Gzeilo, and when you have Kodim and Makolos, the more case of Makolos is Makolos and Losan Chomim, that is talking about the Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shtali of Shabbos, that you have an animal and you have to skin it. So during the week, what would you do? You put poles, one shoulder, another shoulder, and you get animal on it, and then skin it. On Shabbos, you wouldn't take these poles, which are Rashi says, Klishim Lachal Heter, Yuchun this, and you would put your hands one top of another, hang the animal, which is very heavy, from your arms, and skin it from your hands. That's the case. Now, over there, points out the Mishnah Berurah. In that case, the going point of Lazar, he says that that's a Lazar that you have to not have common. But Shom had a Klish Mach Lazar, Afil Haki, Oser. Why Kimish Loyal Sarachu? There's no Sarach. Why? A person obviously wants to use a poles. And since you don't use a poles, you can use your hands. But then the Mishnah Berurah, Koshki, in this case, you're the Kli Heter, Kli Heter. Certainly, you should use a Kli Heter. You make the two, a Koshki from the Gemara. The Gemara says you have a choice using no Kli or a Kli. I think Moshe said in that case to use no kli, even though it's a tirech, put your hands out. So the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Shkein, next step you have a choice which kli to use, a kli is a kli hatter, then you should still, you should use a kli hatter. I mean, he took the Gemara from no kli to a kli, no kli to a kli hatter, and he took the kli hatter to a kli hatter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's his raya. If you look in the back of Gemara, Loza Meir Horowitz also, he says the same exact raya, that we see you have a choice which kli to use, you have to use a kli hatter over a kli hatter. Not the right they discuss. Okay. When we go to Mishnah, people are pointing it out on Kuppah Bezer and Bezer. Mishnah there says when you take a Mishal Sakin, you to open up a door for the Dallas. You have a this Machat Gadol, this big needle to make as a key to open up the door. That's the Mishnah. It says Rashi, the door for the Dallas, Misha Oven Maftechoy. The person who loses key is going to use it. Fine. What's Rashi want? What's coming to tell us? The Matthias? Of course, if you have a key, you're not going to use it. Why should you use a big needle? So Elamai Rashi is telling us, when can you use a big needle? When? When you lost the key, you can use a big needle. Otherwise, go use the key. You want to die from Rashi, the same word, that you have a choice, key or needle, go use a key. If not, what's Rashi come and tell us? Come and tell us, you lost the keys, he's using the needle, what's Rashi wants? Elamai, you have a choice which one to use, you must use a free shell hunter. One shiloh, but yes, the Maimokim, the Shavuot says, that's a revelator. Revelator. A place of Lazar Chomim. Since when do you pass in like a Lazar? Chomim disagreed and said, Chomim said you can put the Chomim once and upon another and hang down from it. Why are we passing, why is Mishavua passing like a Lazar? It's like Shemir Shabbos, obviously this is Kashra. Why are passing like a Lazar? So, first of all, who said the argument? Look, we can't argue for us in the circular. Said the Chomim and Lazar don't argue. Don't argue. But, after the Chomim, look, the Rambam, he passes the other way against the Lazar, so the Rambam, they do argue. The Miri writes Kili, says someone to say they don't argue, says the Miri about they do argue. So the Rambam, the Miri they say about they do argue. They do argue, then why is Mishnah Berurah saying, why is he building this in from a Lazar? So we'll come back down to the Kasha. So the Maestro is a Kasha, what happened? How can you build this in from a Lazar? We don't pass from like him. And they come argue. Why they argue? Because, and come, you can use the Hetu, even though you don't have to use the Kli. Who did you use the Hetu when you have to use Hetu? Maybe argue this is like group was a argument. The second shadow of the mask is that who says you have a right to build a choice no kli to a kli to a choice of which kli to use? Here are another. Especially you sound like the going. Yep. And the two kids over here, which one to use? A kli shemak le hetter you cannot use for no reason. You have to have a reason for it. You have to come onto a hetter. Kli shemak le hetter you cannot use for no reason. You have to come onto a hetter. It's sort of goofy, it's sort of kindly. You have to come up to something. Therefore, if you have to come up to something, what's the difference if I use a Klisha Mach Lissa or a Klisha Mach Lissa? I have to come up to a Torah. So I have to come up to the Torah. So the Shavuot is saying, which one? Take the Heter. Who says? The Gemara's case is, don't come onto any Heter at all. Don't use a Kli. Versus using a Kli. But then, don't use the Kli. What right is compared to the case of two Klis? One's Heter, one's Inser. The other case, no Kli and the Kli. Was very good. Don't use the Kli. Don't come into any Torah. Don't knock away the Kzeh Tiltel. Don't knock away the Katzadas. Don't go against this Indian. Mash Engen, if you use Mish Ruud case, you have to convince two Klis. You have to come out to Torah anyway. Who says the best? You said the best. And they take it so far that the Kedusha Worm, you want to tie in the Mish Ruud when he's saying this thing. And that's the Kli Shemlach Leheter. That is Mutter when there's no Torah Klal. So in the case of Achil or Torah. That's if I want to Ibn Kasha. That's the thing you want to answer Mishnah Berurah. So in the case of Achila and Tzvam, Eichel, any other cases, you won't take the case of Klisha Mach Lezer or the Klisha Mach Lezer.
So the case of that?
You have a case of, Achila, who is it? Well, maybe a case of a knife for all the cases, to tell you the knife for a form, a case for a place, won't be that sure. We don't have numerous cases that way. How do you look where you answer it? The Torah was listening to the Shabbos one answer that a Klishim Lach Lehetter is mutter for no reason at all. Is mutter what also shalom l'tzara? Right? Is mutter mishus of words? Is klish matzah? Is mutter shalom l'tzara? What does it mean to even become itself? Is mutter shalom l'tzara? So we have a choice. And mashing klish matzah l'tzara is only mutter l'tzara. That means klish matzah you can use for no reason. You have a choice which klish to use. You have to klish l'tzara. So you lose. So if you have a choice, which one to use by well against the klish l'tzara? There's no tzarech for it. No tzarech. Use the klish matzah l'tzara. Mashenkin, we have klish makleta. Go use the klish makleta. Why? The mice that I use klish makleta, we don't have any tzara for it. The klish makleta is built in the head of the shloim tzara. By klish makleta, there's no head to use the shloim tzara. There's no tzara to use it. Why can you use that? The word of the Gemara is klish makleta is mutter shloim tzara. Klish makleta is not mutter shloim tzara. That's called the way to answer this kasha. And mashenkin is a chum is klish makleta. Mashenkin, based upon this kasha. Right. So that's where to answer. We'll come back to this with Shavuot when we discuss the same question by Seth McComey. This is one of the Asalocha. It seems that numerous parts of the screen, Daniel Fisher disagrees, and the Baramosh disagree, Lalocha, I say, Stephen Mutter, and the Vilasefer argues, Vilamosh argues, they time though, Krishna Kalissa, you can use the overhead term. And they have different rides, we'll get back to some of them. Now, this with Shavuot says that you have choice, Issa, Hatha, you have to take Isser. Yes, I can't do. My mokum of a lozer. How much of a terakol? How much of a terakol? So it says the achoitim built based upon the my mokum of the mishnah brewers of a lozer. Lozer's case to what? Taking an animal from your arms. Is that a lot of terakol or a terakol? That's a lot of terakol. Pashtas, I'll be smart, that's a lot of terakol. The Yibbol says mishmer Shabbos, like such a shulchan time already, Shamayonis and others, and one paskin. Once you paskin like mishnah brewer, even a large terakol, you have to use a klish makleter versus a klish shmakleter. You have to use a head to open it. The wisdom of Shamayevitz is v'chein hoyo kama moyo rov. This was the Pesachim Paskin. This is the Pesachim Paskin. It's whatsoever that way also. Pesachim Paskin, once you go to Mishagura, even a large tircha you have to do. Why is my mokum? It's from a large tircha. They quote a Moshe Tshuva, Nachayim Kalkei, in Tzulei Shabbos. But Moshe says, if it's only if it's close by, if it's in a distributed, if it's another house, you don't have to knock on the person's door. You don't have to knock on the person's door. A small tircha dafka, a big tircha not. Shlomo Yonis and the others want to argue with Moshe, like, my mokum is from a big tircha. Moshe said, a big tircha, you don't have to only a small tircha. That's what he writes in Tshuva, you don't have to go to the neighbor's house and knock for a nutcracker. In Tshuva Shabbos, he writes that Moshe told him, what does it mean a big tircha and a small tircha? Room to room. Going room to room is really a big tircha. Only in the same room? Yeah, if not, no. That means this whole chumah of the Mishnah Berurah, the dafka was mamash in your room, quote by Moshe. Mamash in your room. Otherwise, you go to another room, dafka the tirach ready, dafnished. Come along, the Akwenim, again, the Shabbat, and he attacks him. Look at the Ma'amokim, don't ever love it. You have animals hanging from the guy's arm. The big tirach, that's the Ma'amokim of the Mishnah Berurah. Room to room? No, that's just too much of a tirach, that's more than that. And he says, the person who argues, what's Shabbat and Moshe? So, before we had a kash before, the one will answer the other. It's not of saying first, the blazer. Why are passing the blazer? We have a problem against them. One kash we have. Why are passing the blazer? The second kash we have is that the get of tircha, what you're saying, is only tircha. Kal is only the same room, not room to room. The ma'amokum is a big tircha. One of the terrors is that a blazer and a common, to say they argue on this historic, the klishim lachtit and the klishim lahetu, which one you have to use, that's a very making a very far machlokes. That what the chum was saying, you can use a klishim lachleter. Well, saying no klishim lachleter, and how much a big tircha? Pashis to argue one in a small amount. Before they both agree on the side, they have choice of iser, choice of heter, take heter. Everybody agrees to that. They're just arguing on a large tircha. How much? If Lord is saying in a large tircha, and the chum is saying on a small tircha, that's the core shot. How you understand this sugya? If so. You're asking how do we pass through your blazer? We're not passing through blazer. Pass my chalom. The chalom is saying what? A small tircha. The truth of the shibur is building it from a blazer. He brings up blazer to kosher him. We see from blazer. We see what the chalom holds. We're not going to make such a large machlekes. Pass from a blazer to pass though. The machlekes is what? Dafka, how much of a tircha? Hang an animal from your arms. That's a very large tircha. Very large tircha. That the chalom disagree with. But they agree in the concept. They're clearly had to take heter. Now once you can take heter, how much? The Moshe has a small tircha. What? That's what the chum holds. Or better, we're passing like a chum. So one kasha lands on the other kasha, that's where the Moshe is coming from. Not like the kama moya rov that Shabbat is defends the Moshe. He wants the sugya. What? Another case, what's the middle of Kutai? Let's say you find a Shabbos Avedo, a hammer lost in the street, and you pick it up and return it to the person. Because else you won't get it back. The need for the chesed to be going to return it. Is that nechul inside of kufa? Or not? So the ikka and the pleskim are the ikka machmer, and the main soil of the kantam is a lot of the gay to really show the veda, and the palm self won't return the veda, but you self won't return the veda. The father, let's say Zuckerman Kikwada is working the street, the reason why it's sponsor, Abaya says, because just like he won't pick up a penny for himself, there's no kid to pick up a penny for somebody else. Together. So here also, just like if someone's working the street, come and show the is also like, right. Just like he himself, his own hammer he can't pick up. That's the halacha of the Shabbos Aveda, you can't pick it up to anybody else. That's the halacha of the Shabbos Aveda, and even the Pesach Aveda, you have no answer by Eklish Makhlusu. Now, in another case of Torah Kufay, let's say you want to use a kli to make the room be mishnamish view, be shayach to use the room view. Well, so the case of the Yam Yisosker, for example, Yam Yisosker has a skill with the Shag Sayyai from Shizriel. So the Yam Yisosker, he writes that let's say a person wants to have Hashem Shamito, and there is a candle in the room, or a swarm in the room, or a tool in the room. So he says you can take a Klishim Lach Lisser and cover the candle. Even though the candle is Osser, the Klishim Lach Lisser, you're allowed to use with a group from Karmite. That tells us the story. The fact that you want to use the room, you can take it for yourself, and use the cover up a safer. He says he come to argue some more. According to the Bumaisa, that's what he says. It's also different to get up Sarah from Shabbos. Using the chavis for yourself, but not the chavis for you. The chavis is just to get something away from you. To use the room, that's the Sarah Kupay also. Fine. Next game, Sarah from the Karmai, what's the Karmai? So let's say, first posture, if you want to sit on the couch, and you, the hammer there, that's Mekarmai. That's partially you want the Mekarmai. Another case of Tzarek Mekarmai is that this chafet is blocking you to get a Klishim Lach Lisser. Marshall, you have a hammer in front of you safe, you want to have a safe house, you move the hammer away. That means you can either move a hammer wide to use the Mekarmai yourself, or you can move the hammer wide to get something that's blocking your Hedger. Two separate things. Well, that's the third case, that the room cannot be used due to the fact what's going on in the room. Exactly the same kind of way. Same way we said before, but again the Yemi thoughts are being down, discussing by you. You guys don't be a type of film also. Yeah, I mixed up the case, because over here he's going to look at the tefillin. He said you can take a, you guys clearly, the reason why you can take tefillin and cover it up is nipple to get up certain kind of way. Why? Because that's also, you want the mockum, not the three ways of mockum. One is in the place, one is can take it away and move the safer out. Or third case, Yam Yisrael says, the fact that you want the mockum, the only way to use the mockum is to cover up the tefillin and call it Tzarek Mekarmai. Sorry, I messed up the case. In this case, Yam Yisrael says, brought down the Shemir Shabbos, the Shalom Zam, he quoted it, and therefore everyone's applied to the Yam Yisrael. And he says, Halacha, that Tzarek Mekarmai means what? You want people to also nipple against Tzarek Mekarmai. Based upon this, can you move a fan or a long clock, if you hold the long clock to push it off the lister, can you move it away from you? Away from you. Moving it to you, you're moving it to you while you want the fan to blow upon you. Let's say you're lying in bed, it's blowing upon you. It's not for you, it's bothering you. Can you move it away? The Zen of Shlomo Zalman, you want to move it away. Why? It's going the same as well as the Yami Sosfer. You want to use this mockum. The only way to use the mockum is moving something away. Just like by spill, you want to use the room for Tashmish, the only way you can is by covering up the spilling. Then Echlami had a right to cover up the tefillin with the Klishim Lach Lisser. Here also, the only way to use your bed is by moving away the fan. Says this from the Zom, move away the fan. Now, if you have another option, the Klishim Lach Lisser, Klishim Lach Lisser. If you have another option, that's what the from the Zom says, Nifon Tzark Mekaymoy. When Moshe and Shuma, when he writes his heter by moving a fan away, Moshe also said they have the same heter, he calls it Tzark Kufay. He says, why move the fan away with Tzark Kufay? Now, before, why is Tzark Kufay moving the fan away? The Sham Yenis says Ladaki means Tzarek Mekarmai, and that's the passage looking where Moshe Rabbeinu will say in Chav Gilmo. Over there he writes that Echami moving something away is considered Tzarek Mekarmai, and the words are Kedin Tzarek Kufay. The Kedin Tzarek Kufay, you mean Tzarek Mekarmai. So to move things away, that's being Makriyu, you have a lamp going off, you can move it away, you have a fan going, blowing, you can move it away. That's also different to get at Tzarek Mekarmai. This is where Moshe wants to argue, but Maestro Shem Zalman and Moshe both agree that first you move away something from Afriya, you in that Makom is Lichl Gezer of Tzarek Mekoymer. Now, in Tzarek Mekoymer, let's say you have a choice of two places to sit. Just like we said by Tzarek Gufa, you have a choice of a nutcracker or a hammer. We said, you should go to Paschim, you have to use a nutcracker. What about if you want to sit in the couch over there, there's no other place to sit. Would you say the same thing with Tzarek Mekoymer or not? So, the passage you learn so giving must says if it's Tzarek Gufa, whatever you have to do with Tzarek Gufa, the Kol Shkei and Tzarek Mekoymer. The must makes a Kol Shkei. That means if you're by Tzarek Mekoymer, you would have to do the same thing, the Apaskim or Paschim. That's just like with Tzarek Gufa, who didn't Tzarek Mekoymer. The Kashla Isk is two places. One is in the, from Sifri Dalal, the one from Sifri Zayin. By Sifri Dalal, the case is over there, we have a shoe with its foot, with its shoehorn. The loss is the case is that a person can take away the shoe from the shoehorn. Says the Meshugur from the Paiskin, the Mut Paiskin, that you, what you can do, you can also take the shoehorn from the shoe. Take it away also, you can move the shoehorn, which is a cleat. Away! Meister, what are you doing? You're doing a Klishim Lapis, you move away, it's not Mekoymer. Why does Meshugur say you can take away the shoehorn from the shoe, if you can take away the shoe from the shoehorn? So the Meister, it sounds like Meshugur say you can do either one. That's a Kashi Lubas Mekoymer, yeah? Might if you read the Mishabu, I don't know why it's fair, the Mishabu ends up, quote the Eliyahu of the fact, but it's an Islami kid. Why have choice, it's a choice matter, how to move it, Mishabu says, it's an Eliyahu of the Islami. You should, what you should do, you should only move the shoe and not the shoe on. What? It says, it ends up, Makhmur, you kosher, the hash, and now, it also don't be Makhmur. Why kosher? Just like by Klisha Makhmur, by Tarkuva, also you remake all. By Tarkuva, it's kosher, what the law, come on, take that. Here, what's kosher also? Take the shoe on off. Otherwise, no, he doesn't. Moshe says it's a different path. Look at Moshe Pshad, he says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very economic. That's all right if you want. But the main case of Yeshua is Sifra Zayin. Sifra Zayin is tunnel when you have a shirt and a kono, you have something inside of it. So the other case is you take the shirt off the kono, off the beam. Mashenkin, the Klishim Lakul Isser says the Mechaba, you can take, the Mechaba says you can take the beam from the shirt off. Now, in this case, while we're here, can you take the shirt, the beam, away from the shirt? Maisa, you can move away the Kli Hetzer. Why take away the Kli Hetzer? Alamai, you can start telling me, that's all Achorim wants to say, that there's a big difference. It's like for Sifri Dalal, the case of Sifri Dalal, you're moving anyway this foot. You're moving anyway this shoehorn. You should move it, tilt it with a stat, or to move it, be a dying. Once you're moving it, you can move it either one you want. That's it. Someone answered, there won't be a steer between Tzarek Gufa and Tzarek Mekoymer. However, in Sif Tazayin, Mishmua is counting El Rabba, instead of Sif Tazayin's case, which Shaykh can take off the shirt without moving the beam. Right, clearly, you can take off the shirt without moving the beam. And yet, the Mechaba's next case is that one's a Kli Shemalak when it's a rat. Those are Mechaba Vaita, however, Kli Shemalak is to take off either one you want. Why? If Shaykh can take off the shirt without taking off the beam, what happens when Chabad say, take the beam out? How can they take the pole out? What's the answer? Good territory, I have a clue of Tzorokian. My Tzorokian, where's my mockery to make them? Why is Shmuel being made by Tzorokian Kongri? Therefore, for this reason, Tzai Fisher says, Tzai Mekongri, Tzai Tzorokian, both are going to be mutter. Ben Moshe says, both of them are going to be mutter. Ben Moshe is a very interesting Russian. He says, if the one who wants to be Machmer, he can be Machmer, and don't make fun of him that he's being Machmer. Don't make fun of him being Machmer like the Mishnah Berurah. He has more to be Simon Khan. That's how far he takes it. The fact is, it's more to, just don't make fun of him against the Machmer. That's how far he goes, and who is fucking Taina, Sai, Kuba, Sai, Sarah, Mukhama is Mutter. This, a third way, Mutter to move it, if you have chosen Isser, Klishmach Isser, Klishmach Isser, go move Klishmach Isser. What's the big deal? They said, before Shalokha, Sifri Dalal, black, white, also. And one said, Sifri Dalal and Sifri Dalal, both Mamre Kremis are coming from. So again, we have two options. We have one option to say, Side Sarek Kufa and Side Sarek Mekoymer. If you have choice, Isser, Heter, take only Heter. The Shemua and the Paiskim go that way, one way. The second way, he said, both are Motor. Numus Paiskim, I think, very Paiskim, go both are Motor. It's in between case, Mechalakim, Sarek Kufa and Sarek Mekoymer. So for one of the causes, for a Harry Shabbos, he wants to tell you the Tzarek Gufa is that you want the nut to be cracked. You want the nut itself. So you have a choice of not cracking it, to use the hammer or use a nutcracker. So you want to tell you, what do you want? You want the nut to be cracked, so why use one over another? When you want the seat to sit on, I don't want the seat. If I sit on there, I'm not getting what I want. I'm not getting what I want, so who should I get to take something else? I want this seat. If I crack the nut, I get what I want, I get the nut. I use a hammer or a nutcracker. Here, if I sit in the seat, I don't get what I want. I want to sit over here. I'm not getting what I want when I have to go to somewhere else. That's how he starts off first thing. Therefore, he wants to say the same thing by the Kono. Once he, but then he goes on a step further by the Kono, or by the Tfos, they also, what I want the Mokr. Once I want the Mokr, I can take anything I want, because that's what I want the Mokr. It's like a two-step process. Once first you look at what you want, you don't have to push what you want. Once you have to do what you want, you can use anything to get what you want in that Mokr. That's just click. It's not much that way, no one else can say. So the bottom says it. And the Maestro, he passes that way. He writes on top that by Tzorof Isser, he writes, by a Tzorof Kufoy, you have to use only Heto over Isser. Maestro, you can tell me, he passes that you can use Heto over, you can use Isser over, even though you have Heto. That's how he passes. Maestro, so fear that no one else seems to say this Helic. Another case is that Tzorof Kufoy is something being on Shabbos stick. You have a hand on the table, you want to move it away. Is that a case of Tzorof Kufoy not? So, if they could apply to a master, that they say that moving a hammer off the table or a pot in the kitchen you want, the fabric is clear from the master. And even though he wants the issue of das, that's not clear that your tariff has been served for the clear itself. That's not your tariff before you have a right in the case of mace. In fact, when I move the mace inside and give you the issue of das, that's not the case of enough of a tariff to make a tariff. Who got a tariff from coming on the offer? Even though numerous placekin are masters, are mekinum, according to the placekin. And about the person from the Chachil be machmer, even though I think the kitchen, I mean, the women are certainly a maker. I don't know, lack of a deal. Or, I don't know, maybe they have a rest of I'm not sure. But, a lack of a deal. Fine, that's sort of Kufay. Next case is Mechamah Selmi. So, Mechamah Selmi is one case meaning to protect it from getting ruined by the Shalom. The second case applies to the Mechamah Selmi, clearly a couple of dollar base, in the case of Gneva or Hesek. So, the place can say, let's say, you want to, you move it from the Chametz cell to the altar. So you want to play a game, do a Ramal. I'll use it for to crack my nut. Even, and that will be motor. Even though my main reason is the Chametz cell. My main reason is the Chametz cell. Says the Mogar Ramal, it's motor. When Ramal says motor, we should move it to the altar. The place can say the mind is motor. Why is it motor? Lashon of the Chayotim is why the ain't can mock him with serve. There's no more mocking to make it there upon it. So the Chayotim could be because the whole reason. The Chayyadim said, we don't make Gezer upon it, because the Etzim usually is better. And it could be that the Das, using it for Heter, you know that it's a Muxah. So we, the whole point you have Muxah is why you should know Shabbos, not to get about Shabbos, and you should know this Kelim Kemum. So you know, and Barayi comes to do our Ramah, so no one can make Gezer against it. And therefore, that's why Ramah is Mutter. The Balkan Paschim, Ramah is Mutter. Only by Muhammad Sam. Another case of Muhammad Tell, even though we're not making Muhammad Tell, the Mishabur passing like we've gotten that I day goy might is mutter, you know, Kivagi wants to make around his agree, so the Khalid can pass him like I day goy, you tell move something with Muhammad Tell. That's a very easy hatter to use. So the third hatter by Muhammad Tell is, let's say you want something to store later on. You want the plea on Shabbos. Even though you only right now, you're moving it, basically as I said before, and the Yilam is Mechamah Tzel if you plan to use the clue later on Shabbos. That means there's something outside, a hammer, and you leave it outside for a couple of hours, a guy can come and steal it. But you want to use a hammer later on, cracking nuts. That's the place you can say, also Yilam move it, because that's all Nichol and Heter, or Tzor Kufa and Koyme, you do not have to wait till, you don't have to wait till you need the hammer, like we said before. Fine, it's late, so we'll stop over here, and we have to learn to sit at $6.
They want to say maybe the Mishabur is not a personal site. I'll test it to make